Good morning. 7:23, 7:24. Time is flying. Yeah, 7:24 a.m. Whoop. That was the wrong one. Okay. Yeah, I'm a little bit off today. 7:24 a.m. on Monday, November the 4th, 2024. It is an overcast, cold, windy. It's just started snowing. It's not like heavy snow, it's just spitting snow, but it's snowing. Yikes! That's okay. That's okay. I'm mostly dressed for it. It's not like it's like sub-zero or anything out here. It's just the wind is just raw and it's cold and there's no sun and I'm whining. I really could use a good chunk of cheese. Anyway. It's morning. I was reminded because I just renewed my subscription to Headspace. I was reminded that I have a subscription to Headspace.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you too. How exciting. People. Little poodle dog. I was reminded this morning that I have a subscription to Headspace. And one of the meditations. And the meditations do help, and I have sort of let them go by the wayside and not been practicing. And I think under the circumstances, a certain level of paying attention to fundamentals might be in order. So I fired up that they come in different increments, 3, 5, and 10 minutes. I fired up the 10-minute walking in the city because I'm not exactly walking in nature. It's not exactly city, but it's close enough. I'm walking on a sidewalk. And spent the first 10 minutes meditating while I walk, paying attention to my breathing and to the smells and the sights and the sounds. The things that I do normally when I start the morning walk. And thought, oh, why don't I just start a little bit early? Just see if I can get in touch with the day a little better. I'm wearing my parka and my hoodie. Both of them have their hoods up. So the noise in my ears is it's pretty loud because it's every time I move, even the slightest amount, my ears rub against something and then that sound is translated into my hearing aids. But in spite of the fact that it is cold and windy and snowing, and overcast, and noisy, because it's Monday. In spite of all of that, it's not a bad morning. I've had my breakfast, I've had my toast, a double toast this morning. Because the first toast was kind of raggedy. And sorry for shouting, I'll have to... It's funny, I don't usually edit these anymore. I don't usually even open them in Audacity anymore. I set up that script. And... it works so well. It works so well. You know, it's not like opening up Audacity takes a lot of time. clicking the few buttons takes a lot of time, and even waiting for the various passes that I put it through took a lot of time. But I upload the file to Dropbox from the phone, and then download the file from Dropbox onto my Linux machine, and then run the script for the day. So I know the file is already named correctly, and the script puts all of the appropriate prefixes and suffixes on it. And exports it in the appropriate format. And by the time I've written my little blurb to go with it, the file is ready to be uploaded and linked, and we're off to the races. So I haven't even been paying too much attention to the waveforms or anything. I've just been, take it home, upload it, download it, format it, post it, rock and roll. But yeah, it's... God, it's noisy. It was really noisy. A lot of traffic this morning out on West 20th. I was trying to hear the meditation prompts, and I couldn't hear them because the traffic noise was so loud. Two inches of snow in the mountains this morning, today, overnight, I guess. I guess it stopped snowing here. We just had a little squall front or something go through. I shouldn't complain. You know, a little of snow in November. Okay. We usually get snow in October, and we didn't get any snow this year in October. I hope that doesn't mean we're going to get it all at once. A lot of snow in the mountains, and that's a good thing for us. Anyway, meditating. Yeah, it's working out. I fired up my noise and wrote with the Pomodoro yesterday. That was good. Worked. It was crap, but it was writing. Recorded my before and after. Wasn't enough. I'll get there. I'll get there. Played with pens a little bit yesterday. That was fun. Rinsed a couple, inked a couple. Got a restored, and I use the term loosely, a restored Hero Chrome. Technically, I suppose it's a Flighter, but it doesn't have the brushed aluminum look that Flighter usually has. It's more shiny chrome. I don't know what model it is. It's a metal stick, is what it is. It's really stiff. But the nib is smooth. The nib, now that I got the actual converter all the way pushed in, so it's not inking. Leaking ink everywhere. It runs pretty smooth, I have to say. For all the abuse that Chinese knockoffs get, they They do the thing that Penn is supposed to do. And that's right. And they do it generally pretty well. I compare my Wing Song 612 to Parker 21s, and they're pretty comparable. I have to push my hood back and stand up straight. And they're pretty comparable, and it's like the 612s ripoffs of Parker 21s, or a reimagining that happens to look an awful lot like it. I should have put hot water in my bottle this morning. It was an oversight on my part. So I played a little bit yesterday. I didn't play a lot. I don't think I played a whole hour. No, I did. I played an hour. That was about it. I'm slowly getting the hang of this. Like one of the first videos I said is, the guy on the video said, "This is a slow burn game. Plan to take your time." Coming up on a get ready seat with me, Monk Post. And boy, was he right. Now, part of it is the normal amount of messing about, trying to figure out how the various game mechanics work. And I'm still working on that. I still suck at piloting. I'm still terrible at aiming and shooting. And I have to keep restoring because my miners and freighters keep getting blown up. I think what I'm supposed to do is rescue the miners and buy a new ship. But I just restart. Usually I can go back far enough that I can get ahead of the problem and prevent it from happening. I still haven't managed to board a large ship yet. To talk about this morning. I have a taxi duty later this morning, which I'm going to fold a grocery shopping run into. I got few things I need to fill the pantry, fill a few holes in the pantry. I have einkorn flour coming, so I'm not going to replace the King Arthur whole wheat. I'll wait and cook white bread if I have to until the einkorn shows up. Oh, and my starter, it's like roared back to life. I fed it yesterday, somewhat late in the day, like 4 o'clock, and noticed that it had already started expanding and rising and bubbling and looking very starter-like after only one day under the fridge. And I'm like, this is interesting. It looks kind of gray and nasty, but it smells sour, which is what you want, because that means it's got enough acid to kill anything that's harmful. It smells like a very faint pickle. I wonder if that would be good. Rye bread uses pickle juice. I wonder if sour rye. Oh, what an interesting idea. Anyway, I'm going to try making some sourdough from it probably next week. I'll do some sample loaves. I'll do like a half batch. I'll do one loaf, one 500 gram loaf. We'll start with something like 100 grams of starter, which at the current mix ratio of 50-50, that would be about 450 grams of flour. And I need to think about the hydration. As I remember, I really want to try to bring that hydration down from 60, 65 down to something like maybe 55. Small changes in hydration make a big difference in the terms of the dough. And while sourdough is typically a high hydration process, it's not necessarily the process that I want in my bread. So there's that. I might make a boule. I have a metal bowl that I can use. It's the one I use to make yogurt. But that would be interesting. Put a towel on it, flour up the towel, put the batter in there, and then refrigerate it overnight. Give it a chance to really work. And then cook it on a stone. I have a pizza stone. Cook it on the pizza stone. And put the use the metal bowl as a cloche. That could be pretty good. Get across the street so this guy doesn't run me over. Oh, yeah. Yikes. I came around to the wind is now blowing straight in my face. Holy moly. It's making my eyes run. It looks really, I have to say, it looks really grim. It's a very dark, dreary looking morning for all that there's, because of the low light levels, the colors of the trees are really deep and saturated. The yellows aren't golden anymore, they're yellow. And the reds are more maroon. It's quite nice. It's dreary, but it's dreary and I can't believe I'm saying this. It's dreary in a nice way. Oh, the willows. The sisters in the swamp. Yeah. Little sister is looking pretty yellow. Big sister's got a few yellow branches. My mouth is drying out and the wind and the talk and all the rest. I don't want to take my gloves off to take a drink because that metal bottle is going to be ice cold. I only have to walk another 100 feet and I'll be at the back gate. I can do this. Oh, I need to do this first. Yes, that was me walking through leaves. I'm allowed to be a little bit silly. That's not good, don't. Don't talk about it. The maple in my front yard is all yellow now. Just a very bare amount of green at the base of some of the leaves. Here comes my neighbor back on the back side of his loop too. But yeah, here I am. At the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.